Die lugdiens Kam Air het vandag winssyfers vir sy boekjaar tot einde Junie aangekondig. Die groep het weer 'n wins gemaak en dit beteken Kam Air het nou al vir 73 agtereenvolgende jare 'n wins getoon. Geen ander lugdiens in die wêreld kan dieselfde sê nie. Kam Air bedryf natuurlik British Airways en Kulula in Suid-Afrika. In die boekjaar het die groep se omset met 9% tot R7,1 miljard gestyg. Maar die groot nuus van die jaar wat die resultate wesentlik beïnvloed het, is die boete van R1,1 miljard en ook rente van sowat R170 miljoen wat die Suid-Afrikaanse lugdiens aan Kam Air betaal het en dit volg nadat die groep skuldig bevind is reeds in 2005 van onmededingende gedrag. En dit het grootliks daarvoor gesorg dat die wesensverdienste per aandeel met 'n stewige 184% tot R1,92 per aandeel gestyg het. Op bedryfsvlak het dit nie so goed gegaan nie. Die bedryfswins voor belasting en die boete wat die SAL betaal het, het met 82% van R471 miljoen tot R86 miljoen gedaal. Die groep het egter 'n dividend van 18 sent per aandeel verklaar. Op die lyn is Glenn Osmond. Hy is Kam Air se uitvoerende hoof. Glenn, welcome to the show. The settlement with the SAA is a nice windfall, but it was 15 years in the making.
Yes, that's right. I'm told it's South Africa's longest civil case with the largest settlement ever awarded. So it was a long slog, but our previous year, Eric Venter, he had me there and he saw right through till the end. So I think well done to him.
What are you going to do with the money?
Well, it's not all been paid to us yet, but as and when it's paid, we will be paying it out to shareholders in terms of our prescribed policy for paying out dividends. So we are paying some of what we've received so far this year out as a dividend to our shareholders. And obviously, we'll invest for growth. You know, we're looking to invest and expand our business going forward. We'll be looking to, in this next year, looking to acquire an aircraft maintenance company, an aircraft leasing company. We're looking to expand our capacity and also to grow a diversified aviation group. So we will find a home for the money.
Are you sure you will be paid? Because SAA is not cash flush at the current moment.
Yes, South African Airways has made two payments so far, and they were paid on time. So we have full expectation that the amount will be paid.
Let's look at the operating environment. Of course, the economy is really flat at the moment. We will barely see some positive growth this year, or we hope to see some positive growth. What are you seeing operationally? Are you seeing a decline in passenger numbers?
What we've seen for the past year, we grew our passenger numbers 4% and our sort of average pricing 3%. So we achieved on a combined basis about a 9% revenue growth. So South Africans are still flying. There's zero economic growth out there in the economy, but the air travel market's growing about 3-4%. And the real big driver for air travel is not really a fact of GDP growth. It's a fact of airfares. There's fierce competition out there. We're all fighting for the same passengers, and the low airfares are creating the growth.
You said the airfare inflation was around 3%.
Yes, we achieved a 3% increase in average airfare for the year.
That suggests a lot of competition. How does that compare with your operational costs?
We struggled on operational costs only really because of the higher crude oil prices and the weaker rand. So we really took a hammering on fuel and weaker rand costs. If you factor those out of our numbers, then we would have shown profit growth even without the SAA windfall.
Of course, you also suffered some losses with the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. What did this cost you?
Yes, we had fleet availability problems, which linked really to South African Airways technical as well as the grounding of the MAX. If you really add the two numbers together, we're looking close to $200 million on wasted costs for the past year. We're looking to fix that by taking control of our aircraft maintenance going forward. We've made an acquisition to acquire an aircraft maintenance company. And we're expecting some certainty on the fleet of MAX. We're still looking to introduce 3 aircraft in this financial year. And I think once we have fleet certainty and we take control of our maintenance, we expect to see improvements there as well.
You have one 737 MAX that has been grounded at the moment. What has Boeing's response been to this? Are they offering any compensation?
We are working out a compensation plan. We'll only know the final number, obviously, once the aircraft start flying. We will be submitting a compensation plan. Obviously, we've not received any formal offer from Boeing. We're in the same position as the global airlines throughout the world on this issue. We're waiting for Boeing, but we will be lodging a compensation claim once the claim is finalized.
So you have this brand new plane and it's sitting in a hangar somewhere?
Yes, we have one parked here and one in Seattle ready to leave as soon as the aircraft is recertified, and the third one on its way in June. So we would expect to introduce the first aircraft, hopefully the first one over Christmas, January, that period, and the third one in June in terms of our planning. But, you know, we need to wait and see.
And your 73-year profit history, that seems significant. Are you looking at that within the current environment, being slightly nervous?
No, we're excited about the future. If you take the year ahead, we're looking to expand capacity again in the airline, so we will be growing revenue. And we're also looking to make further investments in our strategy to create a diversified aviation group. We aren't just an airline anymore. We have significant other businesses, airport lounges, airport handling. We have a food and catering, flight simulator, aircraft leasing, aircraft maintenance I spoke about. So we are looking to create a diversified aviation group just to mitigate our risk on fluctuating earnings as crude oil prices affect the airline.
Dit was Glenn Osmond. Hy is die uitvoerende hoof van Comair. Amelia Comair is eintlik 'n ongelooflike maatskappy. Dit is seker een van die best bestuurde maatskappye in Suid-Afrika. En ironies genoeg ding dit mee met 'n staatsbeheerde instelling wat seker een van die mees
oneffektiefste
instellings is. En jy kan pyl trek. Jy kan dit nie doen met enige van die ander groot staatsbeheerde instellings eintlik nie. En as hulle mens na hierdie resultate kyk, dan moet 'n mens vir ons oor SAL.
Ja, en as jy gaan kyk na al die uitdagings wat so 'n maatskappy het, jy weet die wisselkoers, die brandstofprys, die daar's soveel goed wat kan verkeerd loop, soveel insidente. Kyk nou maar wat het gebeur met die Boeing 737 Max wat hulle nie kon gebruik nie, een van hulle vliegtuie. Dit het alles 'n effek gehad om hulle winste negatief te beïnvloed. Hulle winste is weliswaar 82% af, maar is nog steeds op 86 miljoen rand. Hulle maak nog steeds 'n wins. Hulle uitgawes is 16% op en dan die koste van die brandstoffluktuasie en die wisselkoersfluktuasie was onderskeidelik 342 miljoen en 89 miljoen rand. Dit is 'n verskriklike klomp geld wat daai absoluut buite beheer faktore 'n rol gespeel het in hulle winsgewendheid, maar hulle omset was nog steeds 9% op. Nou dit is weet absoluut prysenswaardig dat hulle nog steeds kon regkry. Hulle is nou so gediversifiseer, ons het gehoor in die onderhoud, daar's soveel ander goed wat hulle doen. Hulle bestuur die restaurante of die sitkamers op die lughawens. Hulle doen soveel ander goed, opleiding, simulators, soveel meer gediversifiseer. Maar as jy gaan kyk na die aandeelpryse, is dit eintlik 'n hartseer saak. Jy weet, sy prysverdienste veelvoud is 6.5. Ons het nou gepraat van Sasfin wat net so laag is. Die Suid-Afrikaanse siekte wat hulle almal het.
Die aandeelprys het vandag met 3% gespring tot R3.55, maar sedert die begin van die jaar het dit amper 34% verloor. Maar is 'n interessante maatskappy, net interessant genoeg, hulle kry omtrent 1,3 miljard rand nou van die Suid-Afrikaanse lugdiens. Hulle markkapitalisasie is 1,6 miljard rand.
Ja, dis ongelooflik daai betaling wat hulle kry. Ek dink is wonderlik vir hulle en ek dink hulle gaan die manier hoe hulle nog altyd bestuur, hoe hulle nog altyd die maatskappy bestuur het, is om baie goeie operasionele besluite te neem. So ek neem aan dit is wat hulle met hierdie geld gaan doen om dit aan te wend om werklik nog 'n beter maatskappy te word of dalk 'n spesiale dividend te betaal.
Ek dink hulle gaan 'n dividend betaal, maar ek dink die champagne proppe daar gevlieg toe daai eerste betaling, dat hierdie hulle pegel meer as 15 jaar
met dit. Dis reg, en dit is 'n reuse klomp geld.